brand new month. Happy October! And we continue, of course, with our theme for the year from Centers for Spiritual Living, which is value-based spiritual living. And the October theme is spiritual living through love as safety. Now, when I think of safety, I flash back to fifth grade. You remember the safeties that helped you cross the street? Well, it's kind of like that, you know? Like, you stick together and you hold hands and stick together. That's love and that's safety, and it all goes together. Well, in Ernest Holmes' Science of Mind, which has come to be known as the textbook, he says, Through spiritual discernment, we see that we have within us a power which is greater than anything we shall ever contact, a power that can overcome every obstacle in our experience and set us safe, satisfied, and at peace, healed and prosperous in a new light and a new life. If God can be for us, who can be against us? I think it's very important, especially with everything that tends to go on out there in the world, that we return often, early and often, to that place within of absolute love and peace and security, knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that the universe is still in perfect balance with itself. That we are still the beloved in whom God is well pleased, that this too shall pass. You know, I love bringing you good news. Don't you love hearing good news? I got 10 more items of good news I'm going to share with you today. We're ready. Number one, we're wealthier than ever before. Despite growing income inequality and the various gender and race gaps in our society, Americans overall are wealthier than they have ever been. Including African Americans and Hispanics, there are more rich people and fewer poor people. Did you know that? Now you do. Number two, we're beating cancer. While there are still life-altering side effects from chemotherapy and some forms of cancer have low survival rates, researchers have reported a continued decline in overall cancer death rates due to screening, prevention, and new treatments. Number three, teen pregnancies are down by 51% from 10 years ago. An extraordinarily fast social change compared to adult smoking, which took 40 years to reduce by half. Oh, all kinds of wonderful reasons for that. But there's just as much of that activity now than there was 10 years ago. But people are being more conscious. Number four, oil dependency. The U.S.'s dependency on foreign oil continues to decrease with fewer imports in 2016, a new 30-year low. Here's a really good one. Number five, the hole in the Earth's ozone layer is on the mend. Did you know that? With the help of the 1987 Montreal Protocol, which helped phase out ozone-destroying chemicals. See, the next time you're at a cocktail party, you can amaze people and lift their spirits with these little-known facts. Number six, in galaxies far, far away, astronomers say we are entering a new era, where we can both see with optical telescopes and hear with detectors like LIGO events. What are those? Come on, some scientific brainiac here. Okay, Google it. occurring deep in space, a little closer to home, Elon Musk, that's E-L-O-N, I think it may be a guy. Elon. I like Ellen. Elon Musk announced plans to start colonizing Mars as early as 2024 and sending cargo to the planet in 5 years. What would you like to send there? Never mind, don't go there. Number 7, women in Saudi Arabia will be allowed to drive cars for the first time in June 2018. 8, Houston, we witnessed citizens going out of their way in boats and jet skis to rescue those stuck in the floods after Hurricane Harvey. Number 9, the 5 living presidents, Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush, and Jimmy Carter, have banded together to raise money to aid hurricane relief efforts in Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And you can follow their lead to address the suffering in Puerto Rico. They're mentioning UNICEF, the United for Puerto Rico, One America Appeal. That's the 5 former presidents. And locally, we've got North New Jersey CSL and the AME Zion Church. There are people helping. We can join them. And I know many of us have already been involved with doing our part. And then number 10. A sunny forecast. To top it all off, most Americans will get to enjoy beautiful weather this weekend with only a few expected showers, according to the Weather Channel. And Cheryl, what do we know about the Eagles? They won already. See? That's 11. Isn't it good to hear good news? And isn't it good to know you can take those tidbits and share them with people who may be wandering around with this little cloud above their heads? Let's do our best to cheer people up. All right. Safety is part of this month's theme. Do you know what I recently learned? That the best car safety device is a rear view mirror with a cop in it. Works every time. Sometimes not soon enough. And Alan Shepard, famous astronaut, said, "It is a very sobering feeling to be up in space and realize that one's safety factor was determined by the lowest bidder on a government contract." Here's what's so. Safety is something that happens between your ears, not something you hold in your hand. Safety is a spiritual value, and we create that safety within ourselves. First of all, by deepening our trust in ourselves, so that we can really count on ourselves. By developing healthy financial and physical practices, develops greater trust in myself. I know I'm safer when I'm doing what's the right thing for me. We create safety within our relationships and our spiritual community by acting and speaking honestly and respectfully to one another. This is a goal. We don't always get it right. Have you noticed? Whether it's in our families or in our workplace, in our neighborhoods, even in our beloved spiritual community. But it's time for us to become more conscious, to create a really safe, secure environment where we can speak our minds and our hearts, and we can do it lovingly and respectfully. We can stop and think and use your words. As the parents say to their children who may be acting out, use your best words. As Abraham Lincoln says, let's be our better angels. Stop and think. I want to be my better angel today. We can tell our truth. We can tell what's so. We don't need to pretend that things aren't happening in our lives or that we might not have a fuss with somebody. But we can tell what's going on in a thoughtful and a compassionate way, yeah? This can be our goal because this is the way we create a safe, loving community. And today is all about the unimpeachable trust equals unconditional love. When I am completely safe and feeling trusting of myself and the people around me, it's so easy to feel the love, to let it flow right through us, so that it's like I am a recirculating fountain of love. I'm free to do that, but I need to start by creating my own safety myself. We create safety in our spiritual practices and our relationships with the divine by being steadfast and consistent and persistent in our spiritual practices. Meditating, praying, walking with the beloved. As Brother Lawrence would say, you practice the presence while washing the pots and the pans. We can feel that divine presence and exude that infinite love wherever we are, doing something that just seems really mundane. We can bring it alive by bringing the love to it. So the more we deepen our own spiritual practices individually and together, when we meditate together, when we pray together, there's an energy that just expands and exudes from the container of safety and love that we have created. We want always to keep the main thing the main thing. And what is the main thing? There's God and nothing else. That divine life brought each of us into being. That precious universal presence of creative, intelligent activity continues to express through all of the universe, including not only having brought each of us into being and continuing to bring in beloveds all over the world, but to sustain us, to maintain us in health and well-being as we align ourselves with that divine presence and let ourselves be alive and ageless. Because aren't we alive and ageless? Why? Because we're created from the one life. There isn't any other. There's not God and something else. Now, here's what we were given. It's called free will. We are one with the divine loving presence. We also have access to a perfect, infinite, accurate, dependable law of sowing and reaping, cause and effect. I plant, I reap. And so Jesus taught us this law very clearly. Think of all the sowing and reaping parables to make it clear to the people in an agrarian society that we have the power to plant, just as we do in the soil, watermelon seeds. Get watermelons, not petunias. We have the power and the ability to plant love and to reap love. Or to plant suspicion and to reap that. Let's see. I'm going for the love. How about you? Ernest Holmes suggested that we practice the presence by courting the presence. That means opening up our heart to let God speak through us, to us, as us. And then to direct the law. You can't go wrong. The free will we've been given is going to be acting according to the most divine principle. When we court the presence and say, just fill me. You know, I'm here. I'm open. I'm listening. I am an instrument of love. Let it flow through me. And then choose what we want to bring into our lives that day. It's such a simple, sane philosophy. I love it, don't you? We court the presence and we direct the law. And so what we get to do is become aware. That's it. We get to wake up. Because you see, when you walk in here every Sunday morning or for any other activities, you see the banner that says that our vision for Centers for Spiritual Living is to awaken humanity to its spiritual magnificence. Wake up, wake up, wake up. You know, in Genesis we read, and a great sleep fell upon Adam, and Adam is often metaphysically interpreted to be generic humankind. And it isn't until almost the end of the Bible, and of course, people put the Bible together in the order that it is. We'll go into that another day. It's almost the end of the Bible where we finally read, "Awaken, thou that sleepest." It took all that time, and we're still working on it. We need to awaken to that divine security that lives within us that we can absolutely depend upon. Absolutely, no doubt about it. No matter what's going on out there in the world, divine security is our truth. And from that place, we can let our natural presence, essence of love flow, because we are the essence and the activity of love. Good to know, good to remember. Our Jewish friends just observed Yom Kippur as the most holy day of the year. And that single blast on the shofar, then they say, next year in Jerusalem. And our wonderful forerunner, Charles Fillmore, who with his wife Myrtle began the Unity Movement, did a wonderful, wonderful metaphysical Bible interpretation. It's about this big. And we realize that the deeper meaning of Jerusalem, even though it may not always look like that, the deeper meaning is city of peace. Next year, let's get into the city of peace. Let's do that right here. Let's live more closely to the divine love and the compassion. We're moving toward a greater understanding. The more we awaken, the more conscious we are to what we can do, because we are co-creators with this divine power. As we become more aware of it and more willing to employ it for good, then we are forgiving, as was such an important part of this wonderful High Holy Day. We're forgiving in order to establish peace on earth. We're never going to establish peace on earth while we continue the rankling and the resenting and the blaming and the finger-pointing. Finally realize we are one humanity. We are one divine humanity. But sometimes the human part of that divine humanity gets in the way of our remembering who we really are, looking at each other in wholeness instead of in part. I want to be more mindful of my thoughts and feelings, don't you? I want to look at someone and see who they truly are. It's great fun to do this, especially when you travel to different countries. And especially when you're not speaking the language, you can still connect. You can still find that holy presence within another person, the namaste, the divinity within me, salutes and celebrates the divinity within you. I traveled to Vietnam many years ago with a Vietnamese friend of mine. Thank goodness, because when I've traveled to places like Greece or Mexico, I'll want to learn enough of the language that I can connect. Forget that for me with an Asian language. My mouth and my tongue, it doesn't work that way for me. I tried all the way over there, hours and hours on two planes. I'm taking copious notes so that I can meet her family and speak to them in Vietnamese. And I got there and they all rushed up and I spoke to them and they went. So it's wonderful to travel with somebody who speaks the language. It was great. But we went into every Buddhist monastery that we could find because she knew that I would love that. And I recall at one point, I think it was in Hue, that we went into this monastery and the monks are fun size. I didn't mean anything disrespectful. And he and I were talking with each other without words. And afterwards, my friend Fong spoke to him and said, "Oh, my friend Maxine is a minister." And he said, "Yes, I know." See, you can connect on that precious level with someone else. The language of love is absolutely universal. And of course, music. Music is one of the greatest languages of love, and it's absolutely universal. I want us to create an environment of peace and safety, which then promotes the love, the sense of welcome. This is our home. This is our family. And don't we wish to invite people into our home that we love so much, that we have created so beautifully? Don't we wish to welcome them in with open hearts, with clarity, with seeing the wholeness? And then when we have things that we must share with each other, to do it with love and compassion, thinking ahead. How do I speak? How do I connect in the most loving way? The most effective way, too, but the most loving way. Creating something wonderful here. I want to invite divine love to be our main thing and to maintain the main thing, the main thing. Would you like to do that with me? I know, that's why we're here, right? Besides, the food's pretty good. Stephen Covey said, "Trust is the glue of life. It's the most essential ingredient in effective communication. It's the foundational principle that holds all relationships. And it's the trust that permits the love to come forth." And love does flourish. It flourishes in an environment of trust. I trust myself. I trust you. I trust each of us to see the wholeness within each other. I trust each of us to bring the presence of God's love to each other. It cannot express fully in an atmosphere of fear. So that's why we create the safety and the love. We follow the four agreements here. Do you remember what they are? Would you like to say them with me? Start again. Be impeccable with your word. Don't take things personally. Do not make assumptions and always do your best. Isn't it great how many of us know that? And isn't it even greater how many of us practice it? And how many of us are wearing these bracelets? They come from the book. How many do you have? just one. Those are others. Okay. A complaint-free world. Can you just imagine with me? A complaint-free world where people discuss what their needs are, but as a request, not a complaint. I think it might go a long ways to ceasing war. A request, not a complaint. How many have actually gotten the full 21 days without having to switch it to the other wrist? You did, Elise, you're getting your wings today. That's a big order. Oh, and so has Linda. Anyone else? Well, I haven't. But I'm working on it. And you know what? Every time I'm aware that I started to say something, and I count that as time to put it onto the other wrist, even starting to say something that could sound like a complaint, it makes me more aware. That's the beauty of it. You see, that's the idea of it. It makes me more aware. I'm creating a safe place when I go to requests, loving requests, instead of complaints. So we're doing this together. And our trust is properly placed on God, never failing, as we also trust the law, which is absolutely accurate and dependable. I've told you before, the law of cause and effect, of sowing and reaping, is an equal opportunity employee. Doesn't matter if you're 2 or you're 92, it works the same. You know, it's sort of like gravity. Oh, yes, here's my Wonder Woman. No. It's wonderful. I just keep it here in case I ever need it. You're welcome to use it any time. But see, this is what happens. It's called gravity. It's the same here and anywhere. I forgot to pay my gravity bill. It works the same. everywhere. We can count on the law of sowing and reaping. It will accurately give back to us what we put into it. Universal life, infinite wisdom, divine love. It's right where we are. It's where we put our trust. So, beginning from this sane and sacred place, I once, in my second center in Palo Alto, California, a fellow moved because of his job to the Philippines, and he missed our center so much, couldn't find anything like it. And he wrote a letter one day that said, "I miss this sane religion." It's a sane and sacred place. So we extend our confidence to the divine presence within each person, and we salute each other with that grand namaste. The sacred, the divinity within me sees, beholds, and celebrates the divinity within you. So this consciousness brings really deep, profound, unconditional love, unqualified. I'm not going to love you if. I don't love you because. I just love you. Love you. Can't help it. And we share it with each other. So we speak our truth respectfully and we share God's love. Let's practice this at home. Let's try it in the workplace. How about the grocery store? The park? How about the schuylkill? And how about our spiritual community? We're here to create a safety, a container of safety and love. We're doing this together. You're in, right? Say yes, please. Yes, yes, please. So let's make others feel as comfortable as we wish to feel. At home and here in our greater home, let's keep our conversations in heaven. Let's be supportive. Let's be encouraging of each other. Let's bring our better angels to each other. Love flows as trust grows. So will you say with me, I'm confident in the presence of divine nurture. I'm confident in the presence of divine nurture. I'm open to the guidance of infinite wisdom. I'm open to the guidance of infinite wisdom. My heart is open to a constant flow of divine love. Oh boy, I love the energy in this room already, and so my beloveds, beginneth our lesson. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We love having such a special means of connecting with you and trust you have enjoyed this message. If you have benefited from and been uplifted by these ideas, and would like to learn more about our spiritual community, please go to our website at cslphilly.com. And if you wish to express your gratitude, simply click on the donate button to experience the joy of conscious giving. Your generous support makes it possible to share these messages of inspiration with all the world. Please share this message with anyone you feel might benefit, and encourage them to subscribe to our podcast by searching GPCSL on your favorite podcasting application. Again, thank you for joining me and the Greater Philadelphia Center for Spiritual Living Community, as together we create a world that works for all.